Next up on the High Velocity Radio Show is the Director of Sales at Vector Displays. Welcome to the show, Tim Berkesh.
Hello, Stone and Todd. How are you doing today?
Good. Well, it's great to have you. It's good to see you, old friend. I've known you, what, like 5 days?
At the most.
Yeah. Well, this is a classic example of two guys meeting on Twitter that just several days ago that led to a face-to-face. So maybe we can talk a little about that if we have time. But tell us all about Vector Displays. What are you guys out there doing for folks?
Well, we work with both trade shows and events for companies and organizations. Anybody who really wants to communicate with their clients or whatever group they're trying to contact. And it started with trade shows. We saw a need for more effective communication. As is mentioned by both previous guests, communication seems to be pretty key toward being successful, and that's what we can help people do. We have a nice personal touch, and we can pretty much handle everything with the various contacts we have that a client might need to have handled.
Well, I got to tell you, Stone and I and a third business partner within the past year have started a new service where we conduct live radio from trade show floors, and you and I are going to chat offline and talk a little bit more about that. But the time we've spent on the floor observing these our clients and other organizations on it, I feel like they're missing so much opportunity in terms of how they should be effectively organizing their trade show effort. How often do you see that? I mean, is that common that people seem to be just missing wonderful opportunities on a trade show floor?
All the time. One of the my previous lives prior to getting in the trade show business was in the training business, and specifically in sales training business, and I did a lot of sales training for people on the show floor. That, to me, is the biggest need. I don't care what kind of fancy display and wonderful graphics, but if the person's sitting at the back of the booth drinking a Coke, playing with their BlackBerry, and not engaging with the people walking by, what's the point of spending hundreds of thousands or whatever they're spending on their trade show effort?
Okay, it's so you've seen the same guy Stone and I have seen. All right.
The same 90% of the people at the booths at any given show, yes.
Right. So that was not unique to the two shows that we saw. I had an observation. I haven't been to trade shows in years till Radio X and Dreamland. We all started doing this trade show radio stuff. But it looked to me like there were a lot fewer promotional products. Like, I'm used to going and getting all my hunting hats and mouse pads and all. There were just not that many tchotchkes, at least at the last couple that we've been to. Is that a trend?
I think it's basically with the economic situation. They feel the company still feels they have to go to the show, but they're trying to cut back on some money. And a lot of the times the items they gave away weren't cause any loyalty to them. It was just something they wanted to give away. And people like you would take them, and you're not going to give them any business anyway.
Right. No,
so
they,
what's
what
the
they
point of giving a hat
somebody,
away?
Somebody like our last guest who could really help them think through strategic.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what we're working with our people now, is not to have a to give away something to everybody that comes by, qualify them first, and then maybe have something special to give away just to those actual prospects. And some of our latest tweets have been about engaging everybody who comes by your booth. Ask some questions, find out why are they there, and then only invite them in if they're true prospects you want to.
But if they're a radio personality, you should probably treat them like gold and give them whatever they want.
Well, like you're always treated that way.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Well, I am. But, you know, there seems to be a lot of opportunity in our observations. Again, Tim, these are just things that Stone and I have observed. There's so many missed opportunities. Like, I think there could be so much more with, like, geolocation tools, like Foursquare, on a trade show floor. If you check into the event or check in at a booth, you could set up a location with your Foursquare account and have someone, hey, come by the booth and we're going to give you a demonstration of this, or give you a sample of this, or give you something like that, or QR codes. As another, I think, really cool opportunity that people could be employing on their trade show. Are you seeing a growth towards more activity on that nature, or is it still pretty traditional?
Well, there's obviously growth there because a couple of years ago there was none of that, so now there is some. It's not a lot. Challenge is who's ever in charge at a company of their marketing or those kinds of ideas. You can tell I'm kind of not one of the younger guys in the world. And so typically If you have a non-young person, they're not necessarily embracive of the latest technologies. Whereas if you have some younger people in the marketing, advertising, promotions department, they might be more willing, assuming they can convince the people with the purse strings to make an investment in that. We just put up a couple of huge props in Atlanta. One is down at Underground Atlanta. We've got a 14-foot high tricycle, and there's an 8-foot camera in Peachtree Mall that we did for MasterCard, and they have QR codes on the tags so people can walk by, put in their phone, it'll take them to the MasterCard site to buy items. So these are the kinds of things that can be done. Certainly they need to be done at trade shows. You know, it's only been a couple years that getting internet connectivity at a trade show is now finally becoming reasonably priced. It used to cost thousands of dollars to have two or three days.
Well, I can tell you from experience.
We have a very recent experience.
It's still pretty costly, but I got a feeling. Right. I think your point is, Tim. I think in a few years' time, if a venue doesn't offer free internet, you're not going to have your event.
It'll be table stakes.
I mean, it's going to be. I mean, exactly. That's where it's going to go.
That wasn't the case at our last one, though, was it?
No, surely not. But hey, Joe, Tim, you wanted to talk a little bit about some green exhibiting. Walk us through some what's happening there.
Well, green is exciting. It's kind of a trendy thing, which is important though, and a lot of companies are still missing the boat. Several years ago, people would say, we want to do green. And, of course, everything cost more. The paper cost more. The ink cost more. The ink didn't look as good. So here you're paying more for a less quality item. Well, that didn't go over real big in the industry. So now things have changed. So things are green. But we've taken a step further. So not only do we do a banner wall, say a back wall, instead of being a hard back wall, we'll use an aluminum or plastic frame that's recyclable and then have printed fabric so it's light. It can be spanned across the frame. And now we have a 8-foot high by either 10, 20, 30-foot long back wall, continuous fabric. Looks good, looks wonderful. They can take it, use it again. And now we don't have to pay a ton of money to ship it in because of the drayage costs. If you've been in trade shows, drayage is getting the your product from the dock to your booth.
Remember that?
Yes, and they charge by the 100 weight, CWT, and it costs a fortune. And then we have people walk in with suitcases with their 8-foot by 30-foot. Banner in a suitcase, we span it, and we save on drayage, we save on labor, because now you don't have to have a bunch of people come in, ship it in, put it all up, link it all together. It can be done fairly easily and quickly. So green really permeates more just the actual cost of what we're doing, but the residual cost down the road can be. We had a client in from England this summer, came to a show in Atlanta. We had the 8-foot by 30-foot fabric. They put it in the suitcase, took it home with them, and they can use it now wherever they're going to other shows. Now, we're not going to benefit from that, but down the road we will as we get other business from them the next time they come back to the States, for example.
Tim, we discussed earlier that the economy having some impact on some decisions with trade show strategy. What about the whole market? I'm suspecting that with a slower economy, trade show business is probably a little bit slower, or maybe I'm wrong. Is that rebounding? Is that turning around?
Yes, it has been. As a matter of fact, we did a tweet on that late last week about it, that the numbers are up. We saw the bottom about almost 2 years ago when it was really hurting and people weren't even inquiring about things. The past year we've had more inquiries. We still don't obviously have the level of business in trade shows that it was several years ago. Don't know if it'll ever necessarily come back as we analyze the people going to trade shows, while there may be fewer attending, we're finding that the quality of the attendees are better. So, for example, a lot of times in the past, a company would say, wow, there's a show in Las Vegas. Let's reward these 20 employees and send them all to the trade show, and they'll have a good time in Las Vegas. And they get all the giveaways, and they get the new hats and everything else. Well, now they're sending two people. It might be the CEO, maybe the CFO. They're looking at products. they're going to buy those products. So, you know, even though there are only two prospects instead of 20, you've got two good leads there as opposed to the 18 that were just there building up the attendance.
Well, with our last guest, we talked about how direct mail isn't going away. In fact, there's ways to make it better. I suspect it's the same with trade show marketing, that maybe it's never going to reach the crescendo it did in the years past, but I can't imagine a marketing environment that doesn't include trade show strategy. So I just got to do it better.
People are social creatures. They still want to have contact with people, even and face-to-face is a part of that. I use the analogy of, I don't remember this. I remember reading about when television came out, and everybody said, oh, it's the death of radio. And then FM came right. out, oh, that's the death of AM. And then satellite radio came out, oh, that's the death of AM and FM and television. Well, it doesn't work that way. It's not either or, it's and. And so now we have another pie to put dollars into. And so it's like everything else. We have to scrutinize how is money being sent and how can we help our clients make those decisions to put the money the best way. I have a hard time, I'll be honest. A lot of service companies, if you sell a service, you're a software company. I have a hard time justifying a 100-by-100 double-decker booth to show off some software. There's no product there other than maybe a demo on a computer screen. So to have a huge booth like the computer companies did back in the heyday before the year 2000, you'd have huge displays showing off products. And unfortunately, the United States doesn't have a lot of company making products. So we have a lot of software. We have a lot of services. It's hard to show a service at a trade show booth, but you have to have a presence there. But it's hard to justify the big booth.
We saw at one of our trade shows, Siemens had a presence there. They had to spend $250,000 just on the set alone.
That was a very impressive.
Not including the personnel that were manning that thing.
Right.
And this was a water trade show, so this was a bunch of people, 1,000 exhibitors talking about how they manage poop. It was actually quite fascinating. But the money spent bringing in product displays and how they manage that material from start to finish, it was an amazing process. And Stone and I were there, and we were interviewing a lot of the exhibitors there. And why are you here? What's your strategy? Well, I'm really here to learn. It was fascinating to me that they weren't here necessarily to make orders and sell. They were here to start developing relationships. Mostly, they were there to I want to learn what's on the market. I want to learn what's coming to the market. A lot of people there were distributing or exhibiting were kind of demoing their up and coming products, and you know, so it seems to be a really big educational process, particularly if you have product to display.
Right, and that's why you have to, as we work with our clients, in which shows to go to, what is the purpose of their exhibiting? Are they going to get leads? Certain shows you don't want to go to because you're not going to get a lot of leads there. If it's an engineering, technical kind of thing, those people aren't going to buy anything. They're there. You're right to learn. What can we learn at the sessions surrounding the show? So if you're looking for leads and you're looking to sell on the show floor, it's difficult to do sometimes, and you can't go to every show that's there.
I have a couple of tactical questions for you. You mentioned being involved in the sales training arena. Sounds like you have a lot of experience in that arena. I'm from the training and consulting arena. That's how I used to pay the rent. And I can remember going to a couple of trade shows, and everybody there was in the training and consulting arena. And we all got to meet up with old friends, and most of us had been hired and fired from other ones, you know, and everybody knows everybody. But I don't remember generating a lot of business at that one. And then I remember going to, like, a tool manufacturing show, and we were, like, one of two sales training companies there, and that made our whole year. So there must be some science. You want to stand out some, right?
Definitely. That's your whole point. Again, you go to a show, you look at most of the booths are 10 by 10s, and they're on the sides, and they're nondescript. Somebody bought a poster yesterday and hang it up to cover the 30-year-old dusty drape, and that's their booth. And I talk to these people. I'm not supposed to, as once I'm there. I'm not supposed to be trying to solicit business when I'm there. But I'll talk to people and just say, you know, that poster looks, you know, pretty old. That telephone number's no longer good. You might want to consider getting a new poster. And they'll go, oh, no, this has worked fine for 30 years, and we're just real happy with it. Okay, fine. You know, you can't help some people.
Well, the other thing you mentioned that really struck me as a great idea, let's say the High Velocity Radio Show or Radio X, something radio-related, and we decided on the right trade show. I love this giant prop thing. You know, what if we had a great big microphone? Or we were in the booth where the remember, Todd, the tagline was like, we're listening to you. What if we'd had a great big old giant ear or something? I mean, you know, maybe it's silly and we got to get some professional counsel, but...
You definitely need some professional counsel.
But the idea, the giant prop thing, that to me, that has a lot of merit.
Definitely, it gets attention. It gets attraction. That's why you see people try to have the signs real high up at the shows. They're trying to have people look across and see their sign. It can work, of course. Then you see sign clutter. Everybody has a sign, and they're all canceling each other out. So, but it's a challenge. It's a challenge to do something different. Obviously, it's a challenge to be unique, and it just takes some time. And unfortunately, for some companies, it takes some more money than they really want to budget at that time.
But now, can an organization that needs to make those decisions and affect those results? Can we walk into your office? Do we have to have all that figured out, or do we say, "Hey, look, Tim, we're going to go to this trade show. Hey, what do you think? Do you think it's the right one to go to? Are we going to go to these three trade shows? And can we work with you? Do you help on the creative side of helping us think through what to do and what we want?"
Yes, we can. We can start from scratch, and which we've done with people. They have no idea what they want to do at a trade show. They don't even know which ones to go, and we can step them through as to how to start and where to be where to go next and then move along. One of the things we do is to make sure that, let's say they start out with a small 10x10 booth and they just have a counter and maybe a banner here or there, we make sure that we can use that counter, we can use that banner, so when we go to the next step of a 10x20 or a 20x20, they can still use those components and add to them, so they don't have to toss everything away they've done in the past, but they can then build on what they have. So that's part of our helping them to use their budget wisely over a period of time.
Yeah, that's smart. So what's the best way for folks to get in touch with you and entertain the idea of having a conversation like this and learn how to get the best out of their trade show investment dollar?
Well, nice with all the search engines, Vector Displays. It's VECTOR Displays with an S.com. And if you do info@VectorDisplays or Tim@VectorDisplays or anything else at Vector Displays, our web guy's real good at watching our account, and it'll get to us, and we'll see the email, and we'll get back to you real soon. We really pride ourselves on getting back quickly, either with phone and or email. Usually we have to ask some questions, we have to clarify, but if somebody wants to start the conversation, we'll be more than happy to continue it with them.
Terrific. Well, you know, we had you go on last because we knew it was going to take you a good 45 to 50 minutes to think back and identify a mistake that you might have made in your career, but hopefully you had enough time to do that. And if you did, would you be willing to share with our listening audience a mistake that you made at some point in your career and what you feel like you learned from it?
Yes, well, it goes back to just what Joe talked about, which was an assumption. And I was in one of my, again, previous incarnation, I was a stockbroker right after I went to Illinois for graduate school.
Well, that explains the tie. he's the only one the whole... No, he's not. Joe's got a tie on,
we
too.
We have ties, that's right. Anyway, I had to break that in with the Ohio State person earlier. The Ohio State person, excuse me. I went to University of Illinois. It was just, okay, anyway. One thing, I was a stockbroker and did a lot of tax-free bonds back then. Those were the good old days when the top tax bracket was 70%. And I had called a doctor about some bonds, and he had purchased some from me, and it was the first time I had dealt with them. And another issuance of bonds came out, and I had called a bunch of people and sold a bunch of them. And this doctor called me, and he said, "Tim, you called me on these other bonds. Why didn't you call me on the second set?" And I said, "Well, you know, I just gotten you a week or so ago with the first set. I didn't know." And he goes, "Tim, do you know how much money I have?" And I said, "No, I don't." And he said, "Well, why don't you ask me then?" And he said, "Next time some bonds come up, call me, I might buy some from you." So that learned, you know, the lesson, obviously, is don't assume that just because he bought something from me, that was all the money that he had to buy. He was willing to buy some other things.
That is a terrific lesson, and one that can make or break a career to learn to do that. Well, that is terrific, counsel, and thank you for being so gracious to share that experience with us.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. Hey, man, it's been a blast having you on the show. Obviously, Todd and I and Radio X2 are all very interested in this whole trade show arena and trying to learn more about it. Will you come back and visit with us again sometime and get us up to speed on new trends and stuff in that arena?
Anytime we can get together, that'll be great.